ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has arrived in Italy for this year's G7 summit. ABC's Patrick Reeval is there.
Top of the agenda here is Ukraine. President Biden is attempting to signal ongoing support for Ukraine and to try and really put back on track the sense of Western backing, which has wavered in the last few months. President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be here as well. President Biden will be meeting with him. They will be signing a bilateral security agreement. It's about the U.S. committing to, over the long term, develop Ukraine's military capabilities.
House Republicans voted mostly along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt Wednesday over his refusal to provide transcripts from President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, but the Justice Department indicating they will not prosecute Garland. Former President Trump is scheduled to be in Washington today. He'll have meetings with House and Senate Republicans. This is ABC News. Wednesday was a milestone for some of the kids whose friends and teachers died in Sandy Hook in the massacre back in 2012. It was their high school graduation.
12 years ago, President Obama said of the first graders who lost their lives in Newtown, Connecticut.
They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings.
On Wednesday, the classmates of those who were gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary graduated from high school.
I really thought Sandy Hook would, you know, shock people and wake everybody up. But, you know, it just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Henry Tarafe was 7 years old when he fled his classroom, says he still remembers hearing gunshots. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In the NBA Finals, Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-99, Game 3, to move within a win of a record-breaking 18th title. And the Federal Reserve Wednesday leaving the key interest rate unchanged at 5.3%, indicating there's going to be only one interest reduction this year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane McNair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
We are here to talk about something very near and dear to our heart, and that's housing for veterans. And this is Gail.
It's gone to the city council before. Wanted you to tweak some things. You did that, and it came up last night for a final vote. And
we got the vote.
Yeah.
It was amazing. We had so many people speak on our behalf.
Fantastic. Could not be happier.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
That, you know, did not build the character that I built over the years in my town of 2000 even. That it might have been a different situation. I don't know. But if I would have been, you know, more stereotypically, you know, gay man, not a, you know, football player, whatever you want to say. But the thing is, it's just a great place in terms of the fact that I think people, for the most part, do judge people upon their
character, right? Yeah, on their character. Thank you so much, Tom. Hey, I really appreciate it. And you and your husband are welcome to come back to Wisconsin anytime.
Yeah,
absolutely. But I think Tom is right. I think talking about things that we can find we agree on, we respect people who work hard. Mm-hmm. We respect people who accept responsibility. We accept people or respect people who do things fairly.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
We don't like cheaters.
Right.
People who cheat.
It's interesting that Tom brings this up, and I appreciate the call, Tom. We were talking about this at dinner last night with Mom. You know, I came out at 38, and, you know, I said I know that I'm very fortunate and very blessed that I didn't lose anybody, a close friend or family member, after I came out, because I think people just kind of, as Tom said, they knew me as Todd and they really didn't care about anything else. And I think Tom's absolutely right that out here, despite some of the stereotypes, there's always going to be an exception.
Absolutely.
A Yahoo
of
or
course.
Whatever.
Yeah, of course.
But I think by and large, people judge you on how you treat others. Do you participate in the local Rotary and help with the pancake breakfast and the dairy breakfast? Are you an upstanding member to the best of your ability in the community? Do you take your friend to casserole dinner after somebody passes away?
Right.
That's what people judge you on. And I think to that point, when you look at the Bidens, you look at the empathy that Joe Biden has and the character and the morals. And if you don't believe me, a former Republican who left the party in 2011, how about House Speaker Paul Ryan, who yesterday on Fox News said he is not voting for Trump and in fact said Trump should be ineligible. Why? On his character.
John Kelly, another former chief of staff, also came out yesterday and said he will not support Donald Trump. There are 40 members of the former Trump administration out of 44 who will not support Donald Trump.
Right.
That should tell you something.
And to Tom's point in L.A., it's not really necessarily all based on policy or all. It just comes down to, do you want to have a beer with the guy? Would you trust him to babysit your kids?
Do you want your children to emulate him?
Exactly.
This is the person you want your child to grow up to be,
right?
Who insults people with disabilities,
right?
Insults just about everyone who disagrees with him. I thought that is the antithesis of the way we were supposed to raise our children to be good citizens. And if you don't mind, we got just a couple of minutes left that I can share something that your mother said at dinner last night.
Sure.
And she said she knew when you were what? Three?
Four, something like that, yeah.
That you were gay.
Yeah.
So it's not a book.
I wasn't indoctrinated.
You weren't indoctrinated. You didn't go to drag shows at a young age.
We don't have a lot of those out here.
But it wasn't some event that pushed you over a gay cliff and all of a sudden you turned gay.
No.
She knew before you were nine that you were gay.
Yeah. It just took me a little while to figure it out myself, as it turns out.
She lets you live your life. She lets you come to it yourself, which is wonderful.
Yeah. As Lady Gaga says, you're born that way.
You are born that way. All right. We have news coming up in a little bit. Also, we had a question from someone who is watching on the live stream and wanted to know when we're going to give you the word for the statewide Text to Win Scotty Summer contest. The word we will tell you next hour.
And Jane's word next hour is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Text? No, I'm just
look
kidding.
It up now. Look it up now. No, the word is coming right after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06. Todd's word, by the way, is going to be Ashwabanon. So just to keep things as fair as humanly possible. All right, news is next. And then when we return, Bob Lord from Patriotic Millionaires is joining us. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has arrived in Italy for this year's G7 summit. ABC's Patrick Riebel is there.
Top of the agenda here is Ukraine. President Biden is attempting to signal ongoing support for Ukraine and to try and really put back on track the sense of Western backing, which has wavered in the last few months. President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be here as well. President Biden will be meeting with him. They will be signing a bilateral security agreement. It's about the U.S. committing to, over the long term, develop Ukraine's military capabilities.
House Republicans voted mostly along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt Wednesday over his refusal to provide transcripts from President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, but the Justice Department indicating they will not prosecute Garland. Former President Trump is scheduled to be in Washington today. He'll have meetings with House and Senate Republicans. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Staff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR issued an air quality advisory for five lakeside counties on Wednesday. Milwaukee, Kenosha, Ozaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan counties are under a moderate advisory for sensitive groups from noon until 11 p.m. That means people sensitive to air pollution, like children, the elderly, and those with lung diseases, should avoid prolonged and heavy activity outside. The economy is the number one issue for American voters. Political scientist Susan Webiaki says housing could be the, quote, sleeper issue of the election.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
Political scientist Barry Burden says most swing voters this year are young adults. The two spoke at a WISC Politics luncheon on Tuesday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Staff, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're a John Grisham fan, you might have something binge-watchable right around the corner. USA Network announced it will turn Grisham's 1995 novel, The Rainmaker, into a series. The book was also made into a movie of the same name in 1997. The film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Matt Damon. Variety reports that the TV series will continue with similar themes of David versus Goliath legal situations. Can you imagine sleeping through a fire? Henry Winkler almost did. The Fonz was staying at a hotel in Dublin when the fire alarm went off, and it was not a false alarm. Winkler initially thought it was the clock radio alarm he was hearing that had been set by the room's previous guest. He tried to go back to sleep and finally woke when six fire engines showed up from the Dublin Brigade to put out an electrical fire. Winkler praised the fire department's quick response and took a selfie with them. Ironically, he slept through his actual alarm the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Of showers and thunderstorms rolling through during the overnight. Upper 60s by sunrise, southwest wind. We'll see mostly sunny skies Thursday, a few showers or storms in the afternoon, with highs reaching the lower to middle 80s. It's 69 at our studios.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Rockfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, hey, let's get naked.
It's the World Naked Bike Ride.
We'll talk to Peter Keating first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair coming to you live from beautiful Richland. I'm on the road with Todd Alba and the Todd Alba Show. He is going to start his show from noon to 2 p.m. We are live out at Cross Cup Park in Richland Center. You can come out and join us. It is a perfect day here, and we're going to be here until 2 o'clock. Todd is making coffee. If you want to stop by and get a cup of coffee, you certainly can. Very happy to be joined by our next guest all the way from steamy Arizona. He is joining us again, Bob Lord with Patriotic Millionaires. Good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Good morning, Jane. Thanks for having me.
So tell us first and foremost about Patriotic Millionaires. I know you've been on the show before, but not everyone, shockingly, can listen to every single of our shows every single day. So tell us about Patriotic Millionaires and what it is that they do and what is their concern.
The Patriotic Millionaires are a group of very rich Americans who believe that the concentration of wealth in America is destabilizing our democracy and that the rich have to pay substantially more in tax. We also support a livable minimum wage and equal political representation, which we can at least partially achieve through limitations on campaign spending.
That would be a wonderful thing. I think many people, if not most people, are disturbed by the dark money that has just flooded into our politics, particularly since the Citizens United decision. And it has massively changed how democracy works. And I don't know that that is for the better.
Yeah. You know, people, when I'm asked about dark money, I often say, you know, tell me something. Do you really think it's the dark or is it the money? I mean, I obviously it shouldn't be. Campaign contributions and spending shouldn't be, you know, in the dark. They should be disclosed. But the bigger problem is just the volume of money that's flowing in from the billionaire class.
Absolutely. And I found an article from the Associated Press. The median pay package, so think about that. This is just the average. There are people who make more, there are people who make less, but this is the average. The median pay package for CEOs rose to $16.3 million last year, up 12.6%. Wages and benefits, by the way, in the private sector rose 4.1%. And as you said too, Bob, the federal minimum wage has been 7.25 for decades.
Right, and think about this. These CEOs, they're done paying their Social Security tax for the year in their first or maybe their second day at work.
2 days of work.
Yeah.
The rest is... Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, I expected it to be less. I figured it would be their first hour or two.
compare that to us, regular average people. How long does it take us to pay for our social security taxes?
Well, I mean, unless you make more than $150,000 or $160,000 a year, you're paying in the whole year.
CEOs got rewarded as the economy showed remarkable resilience, underpinning their strong profits and boosting their stock prices. After navigating the pandemic, companies faced changes from persistent inflation and higher interest rates. Almost two dozen CEOs in this annual survey by the Associated Press got a pay bump of 50% or more. 50% or more. I can't even, yeah. I don't know if that I can wrap my brain around that.
Well, a lot of their compensation is loaded in the form of stock or stock options. And so, if there's a big year in the stock market, they just get outsized compensation. Mind you, if there's not a big year in the stock market, they still have plenty of cash compensation. They don't starve.
Yeah, they're still doing fine. they're
right.
The question I have, Bob, and I don't want to dive down a conspiracy theory hole because I don't think that's what it is, but it sounds like I'm trying to, you know, piece the pieces of yarn together in my basement. But something that's been happening, I'm going to use the example of Red Lobster. And Red Lobster, people think, oh, it's, you know, people are quitting because they don't want to work and because of endless shrimp and because of this, that, and this. It was because a company came in and bought the company, sold the assets off, did what business does in the sense of private equity firms. But somehow the people, and this is my point, is when businesses, you know, when CEOs get 50% bumps and they, and they're doing their thing, and we get left behind as the regular folks, the working folks, somehow business gets to be spun as it's our fault still. Like, people don't want to work and this, that, and this, but really it's businesses using their connections to Washington, their connections with each other, to make sure that we don't get the same benefits they do and don't get paid enough. If that makes sense. I don't know. It just seems like we're always the ones getting stuck with the short end of the stick, and somehow it's still our fault in perception.
Oh, and then here's, and what happens when people are working and there's a tight job market, the reaction is, oh, there's going to be inflation. We have to raise interest rates so more people are out of work. It's like workers get it coming and going. They can't win.
Greg, who is the guy who actually said that we need to inflict more pain on workers?
Oh, that was
this is going back about 2 years ago. Was he Australian?
Yes, it was an Australian CEO.
I think it was Larry Summers.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't him. It was Gerner. Tim Gerner was the one who went on a discussion panel and said we have to inflict pain to make people come back to work, which we're still working. I mean, the job market is good. People are getting jobs. Some of them are getting 2 and 3 jobs. But his whole attitude was that we are the employers. You work for us. It's not the other way around. And we will inflict pain until we make you come back and accept it on our terms, not yours, which is just really cartoonishly dark to say out loud.
And then, the studies that have recently come out show that the most of the inflation has been from corporate greed.
Yes.
Corporate profits are way up.
I think
they attribute 53% of the inflation to corporate profits going up in an outsized way, not just the normal rise in profits that you'd expect as the economy gets larger, but an outsized gain in corporate profits.
And that's why we keep talking about it, because people's lived experience, people still tend to think that the economy is not doing well when the economy is doing really, really well. But it's, my cousin is still looking for a job, or my cousin hasn't landed. I think people go a lot more with how they feel about things than the actual facts on the ground. And that's why we keep talking about this, Greg, right? Because
yes,
it is important that people understand that corporations, and going back to that guy who said we need to inflict more suffering, corporations got really, really testy during the pandemic because workers finally realized they had some power, and they didn't like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. The benefits of the economy weren't being shared. They were flowing to the top. And we did have this window during the pandemic where all of a sudden workers had a little bit more power. I don't know if that's still the case, though. I think it's gone back the other way.
I think you're right, Bob. And that's the thing is in the lockdown, we saw a lot of people, either lose their job, quit their job, or get their hours slimmed down. And they found different ways of making money. And a lot of them did it through social media entrepreneurism, using their art, using their, whatever that may be. And they moved on and they were able to forge new paths for themselves. But a lot of people just ended up, we went back to the workplace. We got back to our regular hours. We left our home offices and went back to the corporate offices. But yet people still to this day use that age old trope. Well, people don't want to work anymore. That's not original. That's not new. They've been saying that for decades. Anytime there's an economic downturn or people feel empowered, people don't want to work. Yeah, we do want to work. We just want to be respected too. We want to feel like we're actually contributing while feeling valued. There's nothing wrong with that.
Getting fair compensation, right, Greg?
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, I'm not asking for $1 million a year. I'd love to ask for $1 million a year, but you want to make sure that when you talk to your boss, you're saying, I'm not doing this to be greedy. I feel I'm of value, and I feel like you would behoove you to pay me what I am worth. but often they're like, well, we can't do that, even though they're making money hand over fist.
Bob Lord is our guest from Patriotic Millionaires. We have had him on the show before talking about really the obscene collection of wealth, the flow of wealth upward, which really was accelerated during the pandemic. And now I think we at least have an idea of how much money it takes to buy a Supreme Court justice. It sounds like it's around $4 million. I'm just guessing.
Well, it Clarence, depends, Jane. Alito's price was much lower than
he was. He was like on sale that day.
He was a bargain. Yeah, he was on sale.
So Justice Alito, 30% off. Buy now. Well, don't wait. But talking about the economy, we just added 272,000 jobs, which was much better than had been anticipated. And even on faux news, they were like, this is good.
Right. The economy's doing well, but, you know, we still have a problem with just too big a slice of the income, too big of a slice of the wealth flowing to the very, very top. And I'm not even talking about the top 1%, Jane. I mean, an emergency room trauma surgeon making $750,000 a year, I don't begrudge them that. They make huge sacrifices to get where they are, and they save lives. I'm talking about the guy sitting back clipping coupons, raking in dividends, and pulling down $100 million a year. That's the problem. We're talking about not the top 1%, the top 0.1%, the folks making $50 million a year and up,
and a lot of their money is not earned income, correct, Bob? So that's how they get away with not paying taxes on all this stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, when they pay taxes, they pay at a lower rate. By the way, I misspoke. It's not $50 million of income, it's $50 million of wealth. But when they do have taxable income, it's at a lower rate, capital gains and dividends. But very often, and this is the crux of the problem, they don't have income. Jeff Bezos sees his Amazon stock go from next to nothing when he founded the company to $200 billion. And there's no tax to pay on that rise in the value of his Amazon shares. And if he dies, all that gain that would be taxable gain today if he sold the shares would evaporate if he died and left the shares to his kids.
Wow, it's a good deal if you can get it, right?
And then they make us feel like monsters. Go on.
It's a strategy called buy, borrow, die. Or in the case of Jeff Bezos, you found a company and you borrow and you die. You have this huge asset, the stock of Amazon or an office building or something like that, and you borrow against it while you're alive to fund your outrageous living expenses. Bezos bought a yacht that was so huge they needed to dismantle a bridge near where it was manufactured so they could get it through the river that it was on.
As one does,
and
Bob.
And the income goes away.
Yeah. We're going to keep this conversation going. Bob Lord is here from Patriotic Millionaires. You can always join us. If you want to join us, send in a text or leave a comment on the live stream. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure. Okay. Of course you can. So, are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes I need to be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
On air, Jane Matinere on the road with Todd Alba. We are in beautiful Richland Center. Greg Bach and the Calvinator back at our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin on a daily basis. He is joining us for a second time. Bob Lord is here from Patriotic Millionaires, and we're talking about the disturbing flow of wealth to the, not even the 1%, you said, Bob. It's like 0.1 of 1% when you're pulling in $50 million a year. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Donald Trump says that if he is reelected, they will extend his 2017 tax cuts. So what does that mean for very wealthy people? What does that mean for most of the rest of us?
For most of the rest of us, it means very, very little. For those at the very top, especially that 0.1%, it means a lot. It doesn't. It means a lot in dollars. In terms of, you know, their lifestyles, it's just more money that they could never spend. So it means more money they can translate into more political power. Let me give you an example. There's one of the features of the Trump Tax Act in 2017 was something called the deduction for qualified business income. And basically what it does is if someone has income coming to them not from their paycheck, but through a limited liability company or a partnership or subchapter S corporation, that income, they get to basically deduct 20% of it before they pay tax. So they're lowering their tax rate by 20% just because it's a different kind of income. It's flowing through this entity. And it's relatively easy to manipulate that result. So Michael Bloomberg, in the first year that provision was effective, 2018, his tax bill was reduced $67 million by that provision.
There's a
group of 6 or 7 billionaires, ProPublica reported, who collectively had their tax bills reduced by $200 million. This is obscene. And that's the sort of provision that that was included in that tax act. Unfortunately, there's a lot of these provisions are expiring next year and would have to be extended to continue on. Whether Congress can extends them and you know in what form is going to depend largely on who's elected to Congress and who's elected to the White House this November. But there's one provision that was made permanent, and that was lowering the corporate rate by 40%. And that those benefits flow overwhelmingly to those at the very, very top. I think 90% of corporate shares are held by the top 10%. By the way, of the shares that are held by Americans, 40% are held by foreigners.
Wow. I lost my train of thought. Oh, if I remember correctly, Bob, Wisconsin's senior U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was a big part of getting that pass-through provision put into that 2017 tax plan. Is that accurate?
Well, I don't know if he was a big, I think it was in there regardless, but he was a big part of making it bigger. I think they were going to have the deduction at like 16 or 17%. And he worked furiously to have it raised to 20%. And my recollection is he personally benefits quite a bit from that deduction.
I mean, Ron Johnson's on the record, literally on the record, saying that he'd be happy if the Senate got nothing done ever. But I guess he does want to work a little bit, but he doesn't want to work for anyone here in Wisconsin, because I don't personally. Well, maybe you know, I can name some rich names, but they're not working for me. He's not working for me. I mean, I can't look at my pay every year and decrease it by a little bit to get a better tax break. That's insanity. And that's the other thing too, is people will sit here and will say, well, under the former president, I got more money back in my taxes. I'm like, yeah, but you're not a billionaire or a multimillionaire, so that goes away. You need to know that. You, like, those tax breaks go away for us if they haven't already.
Well, I mean, think about also that even if you could, you know, change the way you work so that you qualify for this deduction, if you're in the very top bracket, you get a 6 or 7 percentage point reduction in your tax rate. But if you're in a lower tax bracket, you get a much, much smaller reduction. Mm. So even if everybody could qualify for it, it still was to the benefit of the very rich.
And I think it's important that people remember, people like to get nostalgic about the good old days, and things were so great in the 1950s, Bob, and the 1960s, and, you know, everyone was working and everything was wonderful. What was the corporate tax rate in the 1960s and the 1970s, in the glorious heyday of America when everything was so wonderful?
It was like 48%, and the top individual rate was at one point above 90%.
Yeah, 90%.
And things worked just fine, yeah.
And they still had a yacht, maybe a second smaller yacht. But we're talking about people like Michael Bloomberg. When you're a billionaire, excuse me, if you're a billionaire, you could spend $1 million a day and still not run out of money, right?
Oh, easily. Because $1 million a day would be $365 million in a year. And if you have $100 billion of wealth, it's going to last you a lot of years.
Good work.
I'm not sure if I feel better or worse. Bob Lord is our guest from Patriotic Millionaires. Do you guys have a presence on the website, on the web, Bob?
Yes, I believe it's patrioticmillionaires.org.
Patrioticmillionaires.org. We will get that in our show notes after the show is over. Greg does a great job of curating that. Give him about an hour to get the podcasts up, and then we'll get all the links in our show notes. Bob Lord, thank you so very much for joining us. I hope to have you on back one more time before the November election, if we can make that work.
That'd be great, Jane. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Coming up next hour, Todd Alba will be rejoining the show. Also, we're going to give you the text word of the hour for our Sconny Summer Text to Win contest. And at 11:30, Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for our public cervix announcement. So stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the power of the gun.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Pat Kreitlow. Thursday morning, our Women Win Wisconsin segment introduces us to someone running for assembly against Phil Collins or Ben Franklin.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly
imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden has arrived in Italy for this year's G7 summit. ABC's Patrick Reval is there.
Top of the agenda here is Ukraine. President Biden is attempting to signal ongoing support for Ukraine and to try and really put back on track the sense of Western backing, which has wavered in the last few months. President Volodymyr Zelensky is going to be here as well. President Biden will be meeting with him. They will be signing a bilateral security agreement. It's about the U.S. committing to, over the long term, develop Ukraine's military capabilities.
House Republicans voted mostly along party lines to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt Wednesday over his refusal to provide transcripts from President Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur, but the Justice Department indicating they will not prosecute Garland. Former President Trump is scheduled to be in Washington today. He'll have meetings with House and Senate Republicans. This is ABC News. Wednesday was a milestone for some of the kids whose friends and teachers died in Sandy Hook in the massacre back in 2012. It was their high school graduation.
12 years ago, President Obama said of the first graders who lost their lives in Newtown, Connecticut.
They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings.
On Wednesday, the classmates of those who were gunned down at Sandy Hook Elementary graduated from high school.
I really thought Sandy Hook would, you know, shock people and wake everybody up. But, you know, it just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Henry Tarafay was 7 years old when he fled his classroom, says he still remembers hearing gunshots. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
In the NBA Finals, Boston Celtics beat the Dallas Mavericks 106-99, Game 3, to move within a win of a record-breaking 18th title. And the Federal Reserve Wednesday leaving the key interest rate unchanged at 5.3%, indicating there's going to be only one interest reduction this year. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinere, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something.
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Fella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
Okay, I'm
How
on.
About that?
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor. Radio Password with your host, Sean Mino.
The password is lingerie.
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says, sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
We can't say Mino. Is it lingerie?
Oh my God! How is that possible? Mino and the Mayor. Weekday morning, 6 until 9. On the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
We are here to talk about something very near and dear to our heart, and that's housing for veterans. And this is Gail.
It's gone to the city council before. Wanted you to tweak some things. You did that, and it came up last night for a final vote. And
we got the vote.
Yeah.
It was amazing. We had so many people speak on our behalf.
Fantastic. Could not be happier.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane Matinier, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
Would it be improper for me to be at the farmer's market in my biker shorts tonight?
Depends.
Because people can wear biker shorts in public.
Sure. Okay. Of course you can. So, are you comfortable with that?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, I got those good thighs. Sometimes they need to be released.
You don't worry about, you know.
Unleash the thighs. I've had people tell me that.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Jane, Matt, Nair, who I usually say it's lovely to hear you, Jane, but right now we have to be rivals. We have this great Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest. She beat us by one texter yesterday.
We don't have anything on the line for this. Here's my suggestion. The loser has to buy the other one a steak dinner at the nicest supper club in Amory.
I'm on.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella Devan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay, like, junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Radio Password with your host, John Mino.
The password is lingerie.
Jim, your first clue is from Mary. Mary says, sexy.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
We can't say Mino. Lingerie.
Oh my God! How is that possible?
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 until 9, on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the